We've now heard from others regarding many of the reasons why we so admire and cherish this great man. But after all, as Ed was saying, since this new book is a memoir of his life, I'm very pleased now to introduce Dave Packer to speak, after which he will then answer your questions. So please join me in welcoming Dave Packer.
Our company has some thousands too, we've got rid of all service departments, and he doesn't have a number of people cover the law, and that means that's into a situation where you have a few of those that you don't involve, so, and I have a little responsibility for the thing that they're doing. We've got to quite a long time, we're required 13 committees to approve any new expansion or the development of the park. Well, we fix that up, because down the water. Because all the operations are out of the country, and it's possible to sell inside of 21 to develop a new instrument. And so there are lots of them to make sure that they're in the book. It's coming along in a few of those days. And the thought of one time, and that might be a problem cured, because we're going to have lots of different components. We're trying to put together on the system. But of course, it turned out the handles of these six people to make sure that they knew how to work together, how to treat the other ones, or to not make them from what they're taught. And I'm not in the situation. Now they have a couple of casual problems we have. Some companies have a smaller group of customers, but in many ways, some of the same customers are far. And on some of them, it's even that the problem for us to do. One of them is to make sure that there's a strong internal product capability in the company. Because you simply cannot have innovative accounting policies. That has to be reinforced. Quite eventually, and in some cases, probably some in this area, but it's either certainly well, so we do not follow the recommendations of the committee, and for almost across the top of a lot of trouble. Now, the second thing, of course, I have to have a common experience, you have to have a common warning. Policy and member of the same. And then the chief executive also talks about company responsibility. But for new areas, there's a kind of domestic contribution. And in doing so, of course, it's important. And it has an advisor and a counselor for all the people throughout the family. Now, those are the same questions I want to mention from that part. And we're going to present a contentious question. And I'm going to sit down and go to the little bank's part of the motion we're going to have.
Thank you, Dave. Again, the as Ed and other of us have mentioned, the H.P. Way book is a rather unusual book. Those of you familiar with business management books of different types, I think you'll find this to be quite an unusual read. The first question that we have is, what worries you most when looking ahead, particularly in thinking of your own family, children, and grandchildren?
The most important reason for looking ahead just to do what we can to make sure that young people in the future have the same kind of opportunity that Bill and I have. And we consider that as a number of responsibilities to do what we can to make that come about. And Bill, you may want to comment about this.
One of the questions is, what do we feel about our children? I think that has to look at the fact that no one of our family works for how they. I said, my kid, if it's ever promoted, it's going to be moved out of all your motives. I don't want to take that challenge.
The next question is, thank you for your contributions. Please share with us your vision of what high-tech will look like in the year 2000.
Well, something very important that's gone on in the world in this 20th century. And I want to take a minute to tell you about that. All the technology that was used to do the things we put in place led up to the end of World War II. And based on the science that had developed over a number of years. And that science considered the atom to be the smallest particle in the world, that it had neutrons and protons. And from that model, you develop the table and you can design an atom model. Right after World War II, both we and our allies in the Soviet Union undertook a major program in high energy physics. Stanford Linear Accelerator is one element of that program. We did that because we thought we might discover something that would give us a decisive advantage over our enemies. That did not happen. What did happen was we learned that an atom is not the smallest particle in the world. An atom contains 10 smaller particles, and weak forces and strong forces are not of any of the gravity. Now, the fundamental difference is very important. With the technology we had in the earlier time, you could produce things that occurred in nature. You could make artificial diamonds, for example. With new technology, you can make things that do not occur in nature. Now, I don't have any materials that are harder than diamonds. Glass is colorful. And in fact, the whole basis for genetic engineering is a colored and fundamental principle. Now, if you look at the large-scale integrated circuits, which are the basis of all of the computers today, those are really planar devices. They don't have three dimensions. If it's new technology, they'll have three dimensions, and that will provide them many, many more options to consider and give a much, much broader picture in the future. I look at this as something that's extremely exciting and those are possibilities that it's a little hard to imagine. But I think that in any case, we're not going to have this information freeway. We're going to have a whole new world of new kinds of products, new kinds of things to do, and we will be developing jobs for a lot more people. With these options that we have for this new understanding of science.
What trends do you see today that are positive and which concern you?
Well, I think the first choice of inspiration first. We spent another part of the 20th century with communism. Now that we got rid of it, we know what to do about it. I'm sure it's all in on situations like Bosnia and other places, and it's not at all clear how we're going to bring a world to a satisfactory conclusion. It could be done. The United Nations, the older organization, but it's going to take from further commitment of the United States to that to happen. The people of the United States do not want to get involved in a commitment of that kind. We do not get down again, and I don't think we're going to do it. Now that means we're going to probably have to compromise with our word that's out about the human rule laws. We're certainly in our position where I might be an optimum solution to these problems.
One of the problems that concerns me is that education, they have touched on it, I'd like to repeat it, that the level of education is moving forward. And there's a tendency now to economically education has been underfunded in the field of the University of California. It's a carelessly. There's a great university that's a lack of funding and couldn't have.
The next question is, at the 10-year mark of HP, there are about 200 employees there. Did you envision at that time that HP would be 100,000 strong and such a success today?
Well, somewhere after this question, I think so that we did not envision that the company would ever be as large as it is today. And county town people, and fellow housewives for the county engineer and the surgeon and one of us, five of us, were invited to Everwood. And that was a very fortunate result came from that. Because I meant that we kept our property bank program on a broad basis, and that was a major encouragement. Teamwork all the way across the company. Nobody would benefit by doing something themselves. They would benefit by working with us. Some do work together and provide a sense of teamwork. So we kind of, I'd say, backed into that policy. That's about a time. But in the end, it turned out to be a very important policy, and we are continuing today. And I hope it will continue in the future.
Please comment on the many lawsuits increasingly taking place in the high technology industry, i.e. Intel, Microsoft, etc.
Well, there's I've got a lot of lawyers, not so many time people, but I have too many lawyers. What's the difference between a car run over a highway and a lawyer that can run over a highway? There's skid marks in front of the door.
Committed to the current
different sheets. And there's some policy. Unless they all agree well. And now, of course, a lot of things are bad in American cities right now, so we're not facing. I learned that I've already mentioned that you learn the military emotional complex. So that's the same thing. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs should be the only uniformed military officer by the government, and should not be done by the committee. The service will simply be stopped politically and do it at that time. That would be one change that we're able to accomplish with the help of some of the global laws and some of the measures, and accept that and in front of the choir, sign program, or you can ever have children, and I think that has tremendous involvement in the test.
Thank you, Dave. Thank our wonderful speakers, George Schultz and Ed Schaub, and also Bill Hewitt for joining with us. And as George pointed out, my wife Mary. And I want to thank all of you for taking the time to join with us and making this luncheon a very special event and a really great success. Autographed copies of Day's book, The HP Way, are available in front for purchase. And again, we strongly encourage you. This book is not only a great book, but it's actually quite a good buy price-wise. So I want to thank you all for joining with us, and we look forward to seeing you again at another Independent Institute event.